Ukraine has invited officials from the UN's nuclear watchdog to examine its facilities after Russia accused it of planning to use an explosive laced with radioactive material. Russia's defense minister reportedly voiced concerns during phone calls with his British, French and Turkish defense ministers. Moscow has not provided evidence to back its claims. Harry Fawcett has more from Kyiv.
Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has made exactly that invitation to the head of the IAEA, saying that inspectors should come in to try to disprove these claims coming from Russia. Obviously, that in itself is not an easy thing to arrange in the midst of a war. A previous visit to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant took some time to arrange. But what he says is that the IAEA urgently needs to send experts to peaceful facilities in Ukraine, which Russia deceitfully claims to be developing a dirty bomb, adding that we have nothing to hide. Now, this adds to a raft of denials and counter-accusations, indeed, from the Ukrainians, saying that this is the kind of thing Russia says ahead of an event that it's planning to do itself. And we've had similar reactions coming from various Western governments, the United Kingdom, United States and French foreign ministers released a statement late on Sunday saying that these were transparently false claims. And just in the last few minutes, that's been added to by the German defense minister, saying that any use of such a dirty bomb would cross all red lines. However, the Russians are continuing to push this line. Just in the last few minutes, the Russian defense ministry again saying that it has data showing that a dirty bomb or a low-yield nuclear device is in the works by the Ukrainians as a provocation against Russia.
Well, I said Beggs, live for us in Kryvyi in central Ukraine. All of this, of course, happening against the backdrop of the ongoing fighting that is happening. Talk us particularly about what's happening in Kherson.
Well, it's very difficult to get a real sense of what's taking place in Kherson. The Ukrainian authorities have been very strict about what information gets out. They've put in a media blackout, and it's very difficult, impossible, in fact, to get access to many of those areas. Now, what we have been seeing previously is that Russian forces have been evacuating civilians from Kherson, and there was talk of a possible military withdrawal. Now, the Ukrainian military intelligence has come out and said, now, that's not the case, that the Russian forces are not retreating, they're not withdrawing. In fact, the Ukrainians say they're bringing in, the Russians are bringing in new military units and are preparing the streets for a defense of the city. Now, obviously, Kherson in the south of the country is very strategically important to Russia, but also politically important since they annexed those areas and claimed that these are parts of Russia, and the loss of that city would be politically and strategically major for Moscow. Now, elsewhere in the country, the Ukrainians say that Russia continues to target civilian infrastructure, saying that since the 10th of October, around 45 energy facilities have been damaged. And the energy provider here has introduced electricity restrictions across the country, in many regions across the country, and says that about 40% of the energy infrastructure has been damaged. Now, obviously, that's a major concern going into winter.
While the fighting continues, of course, so does the propaganda war as well. The Russians have been making some claims against the Ukrainians. Just talk us through what they've been saying.
Well, last week there were claims about each side blaming each other for possibly wanting to blow up the dam, which have caused major flooding. But now we're talking about these claims of a dirty bomb. The Russians have really been pushing this line, saying that the Ukrainians are preparing a dirty bomb or a low-yield nuclear weapon. Now, the Defense Ministry has come out and doubled down on that and said that it's preparing its military, its people that are operating in Ukraine. They say that they're alerting them to operate in radioactive contamination conditions. Now, Russia's foreign minister, also Sergei Lavrov, has said that Ukraine has the institutions to prepare a dirty bomb. And the Russians are claiming that Ukraine will accuse Russia of using weapons of mass destruction and launch a campaign to undermine Moscow. Now, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that they know the entity that would use a nuclear weapon. They're pointing their fingers at Russia. But also the chief of NATO has said that these claims are absurd, and it's a pattern that they've seen Russia go through throughout this war. So, but obviously, this talk of nuclear weapons or dirty bomb is hugely concerning for Ukrainians as well as Western powers.
Assad, thank you very much indeed, Assad Beg, talking to us from central Ukraine.